Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I wonder if that Carolina Panthers guy is singing today.
He should be, right?
If you had 150,000.
You haven't seen it, have you, Kramer?
Not at all, no. Is it a good search right now to go find out?
I mean, it's all right. I mean, it's something you need to see, really.
Is it not like, this is our team?
No, it's way better.
True. That guy?
Did he do one this week? Because he got a lot of flack for saying, let's break Rodgers' back, poor guy. The internet came after him, basically, and just, like, trashed him. Yeah. And then he did, like, an apology. He's like, I didn't, like...
I saw the apology, but he shouldn't have to apologize.
No!
Well, you should apologize because you lost to the Saints.
I mean, you should apologize because you got the Marine Corps birthday wrong.
It is
today.
Oh, today is the Marine Corps birthday. My bad.
Happy 250th anniversary
God forbid.
The Marine Corps. Yeah, come on,
jeez,
man.
I mean, you know what? I'm just gonna you know, quit life right now because I got that wrong.
They're coming for you, man.
I mean, my God.
Marines
God forbid.
Sleep.
I got it wrong. Oh, my God. Sue me.
This would be a cool event. Obviously, you and I could never go together because we'd get kicked out.
That's right. Well, I don't even know what the event is, but I know,
so
yes, that's right.
The celebration includes traditional events like a ball and a cake-cutting ceremony, as well as an official messages and public events hosted throughout the year. So, happy birthday to the Marine Corps. 250th anniversary. Wow, man.
My Uncle Rick, Semper Fi, my man.
That's right. Shout out to Jayhawk for life as well. He mentioned your Hy-Vee ad. He says, Hy-Vee does a great job with their Veterans Day breakfast. I go every single year. So shout out to that, man.
Well, Jayhawk for Life will be down at the Hy-Vee. If you're a vet, why wouldn't you go to Hy-Vee tomorrow between 6 and 10 a.m. and get that for free breakfast, right?
I'll tell you what, man.
And 15% off your groceries.
That what is it, the deli? Not the deli, but like where they have all the food, like the Chinese food, the fried food, and all that. Yeah. It's right on the way to like the alcohol compartment.
Every time I walk by,
I'm like, man, those chicken tenders look actually pretty solid.
We went and got Chinese at the Hy-Vee the other day, the lo mein. I mean, my goodness, the amount of food that you get to from the Hy-Vee Chinese is just insane. It made like three meals for my kid. It was
perfect.
Don't
sleep on their sushi either, man.
No, their sushi is legit. My daughter always calls, Dad, go to Hy-Vee, get me sushi. Fine. We go get sushi at Hy-Vee. They love it. It's great.
It was an after-hours staple.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't want to go to like fast food and get like a burger and fries at 9:30. I mean, I could, but it's not good. Mm-hmm. And so I would go get the sushi at like 9:30 and I'd go in, get it, drive home. And my sinuses were cleared because I eat way too much of
the
horseradish / wasabi.
I love wasabi, man. That stuff clears you out.
Okay, so we talk about the bye week and how you can win without playing. Mm-hmm. I think however you want to look at it. But Colin Cowherd on Awful Announcing's article suggests that Sean Payton could move on from Bo Nix, saying, quote, he's significantly worse quarterback this year than he was last year.
I think that's a fair statement to make. And look, I'm a Bo Nix, you know, truther, if you will, or however you want to say it. I like Bo Nix, but I'm willing to say, wow, he's really regressed, in my opinion anyway, this year. The interesting part about the story is not that Colin says it, is that Colin is friends with Sean Payton. And so when you're friends with the coach and you're relaying this information, you add 1 + 1 and that equals 2, right? And so if Colin's saying it, a lot of people are linking it back to the fact that, you know, Sean Payton is saying it. But you also have an 8-2 football team right now. And that's why this offseason, I think, Dusty, is compelling for Denver. Like, what do you do about the quarterback position? Let's say you do win the division with Bo Nix. Can you change your quarterback going into next season if you're the Denver Broncos?
I mean, look, and to give some context to what Cowherd said, is he says basically Peyton is an impatient guy. Mm-hmm. He also understands the urgency at quarterback, unlike a lot of coaches in this league. I wonder, because the roster, the O-line is set, the D-line is set, the pass rush and the receivers, with Sean Payton drafting their quarterback, I'm dead serious, Bo Nix has regressed badly. His completion percentage is now towing that backup quarterback line. His pass rating has plummeted. He is significantly worse quarterback this year than he was last year. That was Collins' quote on it. And I think when you look at what Bo Nix is doing, yes, they are 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
But they are 8-2 in spite of him, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, of course.
I think that they are winning because of everything other than Bo Nix. Now, I will give him all the credit in the world. That Giants game, they did come back and win in the fourth quarter, outscoring the New York Giants 33-13, which you had mentioned and, you know, previously said that's the one where they, on the flight home, they're like, hey, should we get rid of this Dayball guy? No, let's just relax. And I think the Dayball firing is inevitable at this point.
I think at this point in time, they're not losing games because of talent anymore. They're losing games because they're not coached properly. And when you collapse like that, that is coaching.
I mean, they were up 17-3 yesterday in Chicago on the road. Obviously, Dark getting hurt was a huge detriment to the rest of the game, because Russell Wilson just should stop
playing. Somebody needs to just call him and say, you need to stop playing, man. You're embarrassing yourself out here.
But it's not just us here, and I've said this and I'll continue to say this all week. I hate the Denver Broncos because I think it's okay to have sports hate. You should. If you want to be a continued fan, you should have something that you absolutely hate and something that you absolutely love. And then when they happen to mesh up against each other, it makes it that much better. And it's not just us saying this about Bo Nix. Obviously, this is Colin Cowherd. We know that Sean Payton, we've seen this before, does, you know, get very charismatic on the sideline when things don't go their way.
Mm-hmm.
And Bo Nix has not been good. I mean, a team that you beat 31-0 and shut them out, the Raiders beat that or lost, or the Broncos beat that same team 10-7.
Right.
And the Broncos, I don't think it's very hard to realize this, are a much better team than the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if Geno Smith is the quarterback for the Broncos, are they the same team?
Right.
And that's a dead ass question. Like, I'm dead serious. And if Geno Smith is the quarterback for the Broncos, are they 8-2? I think the answer is probably yes, because they are winning games with their defense. Now you can go look at their wins that they have. They compiled up against teams. Yeah, they beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Good for them. They're 8-2. They're winning their games. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They lead the AFC West. But can Bo Nix be that quarterback against a team? Yes, the Chiefs are 5-4. They're not a playoff team right now. They're not the same record as the Denver Broncos. But can Bo Nix withstand an entire game against a legit capable playoff type of team? And I don't know if that answer is yes. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that people in Denver believe that answer either. I think there are people in Denver that also think the same thing of, gosh, man, like, what's going to happen when we actually play like a really good team later on in the season when everybody has their identity? And Denver's going to get that question this week.
Well, they're thinking about it right now. I mean, that's all people in Denver are talking about. I read the text message from my neighbor this morning whose buddy's out in Denver already panicking about this game. But I think the bigger question is, if you are the Denver Broncos, what are you going to do this offseason? If you're down on Bo Nix, then that's fine. You can make a change at that quarterback position. But are you going to draft a guy? Are you going to go out there and get a rookie? Are you going to go out and sign a veteran and then draft a rookie? Like, what is going to be your plan? Because if you do go out and draft a quarterback in the first round, if you're the Denver Broncos this year, well, then you can't keep Bo Nix around. And then he becomes a guy that you could look to potentially trade, you know, this offseason, whether it's to the Jets or another, you know, organization that's looking to improve at their quarterback position. And so there's a lot for, I think, you know, Denver to go out there and try to figure out. The more they win, though, the more difficult it makes it to move away from Bo Nix. If you win the division and you knock off the Chiefs for the first time in a decade and win the division and go to the playoffs, let's just say you win a playoff game, how do you move on from your quarterback? I think it's a very, very tough thing to do if you are the Denver Broncos. And they also, too, and I'm not trying to tell them how to do their business, but like, if this continues to get out there it's going to make things go south inside that locker room. So I do want this stuff to continue to get out there that this organization is not happy with Bo Nix, even though they're sitting at 8-2. They don't think he's good, and you heard him get booed off the field on Thursday night.
Bo Nix against those Raiders was 16-28 for 150 passing yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. Against the Houston Texans, who would lose C.J. Stroud in that game, he was 18-37 for 173, two touchdowns, one interception. I mean, I can go to what the Vegas Raiders are on defense, but I mean, this is what they are when they play. They are against the pass. They are 15th. They give up 214 yards. You were 75 yards short of their average that they give up. Mm-hmm. Points they give up a game is 24.4. You scored 10. Now, again, maybe that's their recipe. Score
right
17, give up 10. We'll win every single game that way. You can compare them to the Chiefs last year, but it's not the same team, and I think we all know that. We said this last week. I don't know what's more true to their record: the Denver Broncos being 8-2, the Chiefs being 5-4.
Yeah.
I mean, and we'll see. I mean, again, we go back to this about how Bo Nix has been playing. The Broncos, who are 8-2, and the Chiefs, who are 5-4, playing on the road against the Denver Broncos. Vegas has the Chiefs as a 4-point favorite.
Mm-hmm. Go out there and take care of business. But the Chiefs are going to have to play a good game of football. They can't go out there and just play a C game. They're going to have to play their A game from here on out, because every opponent that they're going to face is going to be the A game from here on out. Here's a little update on this ESPN situation. I don't know if you guys are YouTube subscribers or not. This is bull bleep, if you will. And that's what Mike Florio referred to it as, actually, too. To get your $20 refund if you're a YouTube subscriber for the Disney channels, you now have to go fill out a rebate claim. They're not just giving you a $20 credit on your bill. Talk about shady, 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 shady moves from YouTube TV to do something like that to their customers. They're in a dispute, and instead of just giving everybody it's like the Menards receipt. You know, you got to go cash in to get the rebate. That's what they're doing at YouTube TV right now. You've got to go fill out a rebate form to get your $20 back this month from ESPN and ABC. So if you are a YouTube subscriber, make sure you fill out that damn rebate and get your $20, because they're being shady about it. They're not just giving you the $20 on your bill. That's scumbaggish.
It's like Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to cancel your gym membership, you got to go to the gym that you signed up for.
Right.
And you got to cancel it in person. Why can't I just do it over the phone?
Right.
Well,
heck, I canceled YouTube TV a month ago, and I'm glad I did, because that got expensive.
It's very expensive right now. You need a box.
Yeah. Heck, I need an antenna, honestly.
Yeah, that works too. It definitely
make a comeback. Let's go.
But I mean, people are over this now. They are absolutely done with it. And it's ESPN being selfish, trying to get you to just buy their app is what they're trying to do through all of this. They're trying to see how many people will buy their app. And when they don't get enough subscriptions over the next couple of weeks, then they'll go back to YouTube TV and agree to whatever the carriage rates fees are.
What did you tweet yesterday about the microphones not working at Red Zone?
Oh, I blame the commercials for that.
Yeah, the commercials. Yeah,
I blame them.
Yeah.
You can't get a working microphone, but you can get extra money from commercials. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Something's fishy.
No doubt. Coming up on the other side, we'll do it every Monday. Who the best team is, we'll discuss why we believe it. And also, I couldn't believe that they called this a personal foul in yesterday's game. And you think I have a problem with it, you should hear what Michael Strahan has to say. We'll dive into that on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your Blues.
Just trying to do the Lord's work. YouTube TV, sign in on a browser. Go to settings, updates, click claim credit. Do it. Do it. From the 816. Got to go out of your way, though. Hey, I don't want to do it.
Just give me a $20 bill credit. Why make me jump through hoops?
VIN.com. Yeah, it should be so easy you could do it in your underwear, YouTube
right.
TV.
Exactly.
Take notes. You think Michael Strahan was pissed yesterday?
Yes, I think he was, yeah.
Were you watching this game at all at the moment?
Oh, yeah. Oh, not at the moment. Okay. I was not, no.
Well, they had it on Red Zone when it happened. Okay. There's a couple people over at the house were watching the game, and as soon as I saw the flag throw, I'm like, they're going to do it, aren't they? And yep. My buddy's like, what? And I was like, they're going to call roughing the passer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't see the play, Lamar Jackson gets sacked like you would.
Right. Normal sack.
But apparently, all the body weight, because gravity is right. Undefeated mm-hmm. on Earth. That's just kind of the way, right?
Kind of the way it is.
Newton tried to tell us that back in the day.
He did. You know? Yeah. And then invented the fig instead, right? Right.
And then this was Michael Strahan's reaction on the Fox setup after the game.
All right, welcome to the Verizon halftime. Michael half-time. Barely containing himself over that call there.
That was a bad call. they're talking about getting to the side to get your weight off a quarterback. It's impossible in the flow of the game. He's just trying to make a play. He's going to hurt himself trying to avoid hurting somebody else. Any other person on that field, if you get hit like that, they just move
the
on
next
to the
next time
network.
They pancake a defensive lineman, I want to see it.
At what point do we realize quarterbacks play football, too? We're all playing football.
That's where I kind of do take a little bit of umbrage there. The call was bad, right?
Howie Long said defensive linemen should get they get pancaked.
Yeah, where they get pancaked, right? I think Howie obviously kind of being
get off my lawn,
right? But both can be true, as we like to say, right? In these situations, and I think yes, was it a bad call? You better believe it was a bad call. It was the perfect sack. It was a defensive back coming in and I mean, I don't know how else to say it other than just tackling Lamar Jackson and sacking him. And it was one of those where Lamar looked to his right and saw the guy coming. And it was like, uh-oh. And the guy got sandwiched and he got sacked. And that's nothing intentional. That is nothing too aggressive, if you will. That was just a full-speed sack that we don't see many of anymore in the NFL. And maybe the ref was kind of startled by it. But that was a bad call. But when Strahan says, at what point are we going to realize quarterbacks play football too? We're all playing football. That's where I say, but we aren't. Because the quarterback is a different person than everybody else on the field. Mm-hmm. And you know, teams don't lose their identity if a defensive lineman goes down for the year. You lose everything when your quarterback goes down for the year. And I'd rather have a call like that be kind of on the fence, if you will, than have them go back to the old days where quarterbacks would get hurt, because we need these quarterbacks to play. The game is better when we have our greats playing the quarterback position.
I also think they need to have like a, and I know it makes the game slower, so a lot of people are probably not in favor of it, but if like they call that play, have a huddle on the field with your other judges or umpires, whoever's out there, and be like, right, okay, what's the call? Roughing the passer. Okay, why is it roughing the passer? Well, he put all his body weight on him. Hey, you know, Carl,
yeah,
here's the deal. Like, what's he supposed to do? After review, there is no penalty on the plate. Now, because you could say the same thing that, like, Norman Lott should have gotten a flag, what he did to Jalen Hurts.
Right, yeah.
That was way more violent than what happened to Lamar Jackson, and there was no call. And then this call happens, and you're like, where's the line of, you know, demarcation where it comes to, like, this is okay, this is not okay.
Because you would see something different than I see something, just like anything in life.
Now, I would understand that, like, if the safety that blitzed, or who, I think it was a safety, maybe it was a corner.
The guy was wearing, like, number 12 or 15.
At this point, it doesn't matter anymore, right?
Right, like, but Benito, I'm saying it's a safety that you could see the body. He looked like a wide receiver.
Right, yeah. If he would have, like, picked him up and then stick and drive to the ground, I'd be like, okay.
Right.
He just came around the corner with all of his momentum. He hit him and then they fell to the ground and it looked violent. But again, I need to remind you, apparently they are playing football.
It's football. Yeah, it is football.
There was nothing. They're out for the safety, but it's not like Lamar Jackson was running. The guy dove at his head. It's not like Lamar Jackson was, you know, blindsided, picked up, kicked, run amok in the ground. It was a football play.
Right.
That we have all seen our whole lives. And I think if it wasn't, we wouldn't have this reaction or this 5-minute topic of, we still don't know what we're doing as an officiating crew in the NFL.
Well, and that's also too, you know, in college football,
forward progress play to Derek Johnson.
Right, exactly. It's as bad as call as that was. But also too, like we get in college football now where they review it to see if it's targeting and all that kind of stuff. Why can't we relook at a penalty like that in the NFL just to make sure we get the, you know, get the play right? Because that wasn't targeting. That wasn't excessive. That was as good a form tackle, guys, as you see. Like, he did exactly what they teach you to do when you're a kid. Head up, eyes up, wrap up, drive through the player and put him on the ground. And that's exactly what he did. And you can sit here and say that we're being too ticky-tacky. I don't mind that because the quarterbacks need to be protected. But that is also one where you do need to let go. When a defensive back or a defensive end or anybody has a free path to the quarterback, they're going to come full speed and take advantage of it, because you just don't see that happen a lot in the NFL. And so I don't like the fact that it was, you know, penalized, but I also understand why it was penalized, if that makes sense. We're protecting our quarterbacks.
Right. And again, pardon us. Apparently it was Dallas Turner, a linebacker. Then it was Turner. He's a D end. So,
okay.
But yeah, it's like the thing is, and somebody says this, can we all just acknowledge football as a modern day gladiator ring and we enjoy it? I agree to that to an extent. I mean, I think some people would get offended by calling it a gladiator ring, but again, I know what you're meaning. I know what you say. Exactly. Like, we know what the game is. Right. Like, you watch Isaiah Pacheco run, you're like, that guy's not going to play until he's 35 because of the way that he runs. You're calling what it is. And then I disagree with some of the text on here, because I completely agree that it shouldn't be a flag, but at the same time, that's the rule, so it's a flag, and we would want it. I mean, I don't. Like, that's just
right.
That's taking – that rule is taking the integrity away from football, and I think when we see plays like this happen, that's what the football world of the NFL should go back and, you know, have the analysis to be like, okay, what are we doing here? Because, again, it's maybe a little bit of sarcasm from the 913, but also some truth. Then don't let quarterbacks run. Right? We celebrate the tough runs with Mahomes, lowers his shoulder. Yeah. Allen does the same thing, but they aren't the same. I totally agree. But
we are athletes, okay?
Yeah.
We are athletes. We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Coliseum.
So there you go. I mean, it was said, you know.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah.
But you are. Because it is, it's just, it's power versus power. It's man versus man. It's, you know, blood, sweat, tears, all that in one thing. So, yeah, I mean, like, I get it, it's a bad call, but again, to me, the problem with it is, like, it's messing with the integrity, because if that is, in fact, the DN or the linebacker for Minnesota, and he's coming around making that play, that should be, if you're in Ohio State, that should get you a Buckeye on the back of your helmet.
Yeah, great play. That's a great play.
Here's two. Loss of down, sack, great tackle. Three Buckeyes on the back of your helmet. Now, in the NFL, he's going to get a check from Roger Goodell on Monday morning saying, sorry about the late hit, or sorry about the aggressive sack.
$10,321, whatever the...
Oh, man, I hope there's no fine involved with that. There doesn't need to be a fine. We'll find
out. I mean, the only thing that we do know that got fined and suspended was that idiot for the Washington Commanders who punched a referee last night.
That's stupid, yeah.
He's already been suspended.
Yeah, but we don't need to go out there and suspend for that kind of tackle. Again, there's two ways to look at it. Was it the wrong call? Yes, but was the idea right? I hate to say that because I'm so over everybody just yelling good idea when people do things now, even if it's not a good idea. I understand what the referees are tasked with. They're tasked with protecting the quarterback. At all costs, you need to protect the quarterback. Do you go over the line sometimes? Yeah, it happens. But I think every fan who's an NFL fan has benefited one way or another from a roughing the passer call that maybe you thought was a little ticky-tacky. We've all benefited from this stuff.
Yeah, I remember Tom Brady got one against Chris Jones in the AFC Championship.
Exactly,
game. Flicked his helmet.
Right, and then Patrick Mahomes gets his calls. We've all been a victim, and we've all been a beneficiary of these calls.
From the 816, Dusty sounds more and more like Binkley as he gets older, LOL. Yeah, I mean, I think Binkley would have the same take on this. I think everybody has
the same take.
It's a tack.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a sack, man.
Yeah, it was a sack. It never should have been a flag.
Because what somebody said also is like, he wrapped his hands around him, so like he's just supposed to go full butterfly and like tackle the guy?
No, because then you know what happens? He gets out of it and he runs for 30 yards.
Do the Buffalo Bill pose and tackle
the
guy?
No, he'll get out of that and then run for 30 yards and then get the first down. You're like, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know if I'm allowed to tackle at this point in time. We have seen that in the NFL for the better part of this generation. I mean, it goes back to who was the quarterback for Tennessee that has since passed away. Was it
McNair?
I think it was McNair against the Giants. They had him wrapped up and they let him go because they thought that's what you're supposed to do. The whistle never blew. McNair went and scored a touchdown. Giants lost the game. So this happens in the NFL all the time. And so, you know, we're in an era now where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So yeah, you're supposed to wrap up and do a proper form tackle. That's what that was. Enough. If you're mad and you thought that was a hard tackle, maybe football isn't your sport. And I'm being serious about that. If you're complaining about that sack from that defensive end for the Minnesota Vikings, I'm going to be honest with you. Football's not your sport, and you should find something else.
Yeah, somebody says, Chris Jones is slagged for sacking Derek Carr and threw the ball at the same time.
Another one.
We're like, how is that? I mean, you're a Raider guy. Yeah. And you're like, well, we got away with that one.
Hey, it worked for us then.
Right.
But I'm cool with it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy. That's a great example right there. How was that a penalty? And again, like I said, we've all benefited and we've all been victims of that roughing the passer call.
I really forgot about that play. Wow.
I did too. Nice. Yeah, I did too. And now I'm watching it in my mind going, how was that a penalty?
Dude, I was hyped.
And somebody says on the text line as well, that play against Lamar was a penalty, but the play 2 weeks ago against CJ Stroud wasn't a penalty.
That's right.
Was it not a penalty? I don't remember.
When he got concussed?
Yeah.
No, because I think he hit his head on the thing, on the turf. Right. Yeah.
But that's cool.
But you can't penalize the turf, I guess.
No. Yeah, so I don't know.
Just change it to grass.
Yeah, but even still, you're hitting your head on
that's
it,
true.
You know? Yeah, and at this time of the year, it's frozen in a lot of places.
And those Guardian caps look nice. I'll put it to saying nice.
They look safe.
Ish.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody says, Chris Jones tapping Brady on the helm in the place. Yeah,
yeah, again. Yeah, another one.
And what did he say to Matt? What did he say to Matt Ryan in that Colts game?
Yeah, we still don't know that one.
Still want to know.
He was flagged because of saying something.
Yeah, and they got the first down, and then Colts ended up going on to win the game.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell did he say?
That's right. What did he say in that game? So there you go. I mean, we see these penalties all the time. But again, if you thought that was an intense sack, football isn't your game. Sorry, just going to be that guy today.
Right. Somebody says our poos broke the record again for that decibel record when Chris Jones didn't get that strip sack.
Yeah.
I thought my buddy was going to rip the TV off the wall and throw it out the window like you see those viral videos. So Monday morning. Again, there's two teams tonight. Packers, Philadelphia should be a pretty good Monday Night Football game tonight between the Eagles and the Packers. But we did this last week. We talked about the gap between the AFC teams. Now we can talk about all the NFL teams. Who is right now, in your guys' opinion, the best team in the NFL?
Yeah, I ask you guys this literally every week, and I do it. And I told you last week. I said I'm not doing it because I'm losing my mind. I'm doing it because every Monday, guys, we've had a different conversation about who the best team is right now in the NFL. And I think I have three people that have entered the chat, right? And I'm not putting the Chiefs in because right now they're 5-4 and they're on the outside looking in. This is a big week for the Chiefs. Go out there and decimate Denver, right? Make them dissipate out of the division lead. Let's go. Kick their ass. But not right now, you're not part of that conversation. For me, I think it's Seattle, New England, and the Rams. I think they've all entered the chat, in my opinion, this week as the best team in the NFL. I don't know where you guys are standing.
No Colts?
No, I'm just, I don't know. It's just, I can't still with Daniel Jones. It looked like
really?
Steve Buscemi out there yesterday with, look, man, I watched that guy play for the Giants for all these years. This is with the real Daniel Jones stand up. This is more of a fraud than what we've seen all those years with the Giants, right? Now, if he continues to play like this, and, you know, we're sitting here at the end of the season, maybe, but we're talking right now, in my opinion, it's Seattle, New England, and Rams. They've all kind of entered the chat for the best teams in the NFL. I don't know where you guys stand on that.
I would go with more of the Lions. I like the Rams. Rams, they just, I mean, Matthew Stafford just throws and throws and throws, and it seems like it doesn't matter who the wide receiver is, they'll catch it. I would say Rams, Patriots, I do like. I think Colts, you have to put them on there.
Okay.
I think you have to. Yeah. Even though Daniel Jones may not be Daniel Jones that you think he is, but I think he's also the Daniel Jones that got paid that following season after. I think Daniel Jones looked incredible.
He has. There's no doubt. But I still look at him and I go, no.
And then I'm still a believer in the Buccaneers. I just can't go
okay,
away from
that's Baker. A good point. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Those are my four.
They've kind of fallen off, though, recently, haven't they, the Bucs?
Yeah, I mean, they lost this week.
Yeah, they lost this week. But
and that was a good quality win by New England, and it was at home.
I'm still a believer in Baker.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to fight until his end of his time.
Oh, yeah, that's the one thing you can count on with Baker. That dude's a fighter, man.
Yeah, I mean, I look at a lot of things maybe differently, but I look at, like, the point differential when it comes to, like, being one of the better teams, because if you're winning, but you're the, let's say, again, you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, you're a playoff team at 5-4, but your point differential is -15. Like,
that's bad.
Yeah, you're winning games barely, which you beat the Chiefs. Congratulations, 31-28. But then you're losing other games by more than, you know, 3 or 4 points. So you're at -15. The Steelers, I talked about this earlier, they're -8 in point differential, but they're the 4th seed in the playoffs. Whereas you look at the Colts, +115, they lead the league in point differential. Number two is Seattle Seahawks at 103. Number three is the Los Angeles Rams at 98. Number four is the Detroit Lions at 83. Want to guess who number five is?
Chiefs.
That's right, 76. So I look at point differential when I look at teams that are actually the best teams in football. I think Seattle needs to be in there, but if you want to have the same conversation with Bob Fesco, then you could say, well, I saw what Sam Darnold did once the season got into nut cutting time last year, and he folded like $2 tent.
And that's, yeah, that's fine.
But the emergence of JSN has been insane. Their two-back set with Kenny Walker and Charbonnet is great.
They performed amazing yesterday.
Yeah, and that's the second game in a row. They've been up 28-0 in the first half. So when you're outscoring your opponents 56-0 in back-to-back
that game
weeks,
was over before the quarter ended.
And go watch the one before, the week before on Sunday Night Football or whatever they played Washington, I think is who it was. They beat them in the first quarter.
And you know, the defense was swarming in that game against Arizona. Again, it's Arizona. But still, I like Seattle. I like what they're doing. They're quietly having themselves a good year. And I say quietly because, you know, they're up there in the middle of nowhere and they get forgotten about. You know, it's just kind of based on their location. And they're not a brand name team, right? It's not Seattle. I remember them from the 60s or something like that. They're a fairly new team that has a little bit of success, but it's not one of these teams that you mention all the time. So for me, that's how my mind works. I tend to forget about Seattle, but I got them on my list now.
But as of November 10th, going into the final game of week 10 and going into week 11, I would say that New England has to be in there.
Yep.
They have the MVP favorite, Drake May. They've lived up to the expectations. They beat Buffalo in Buffalo. And they beat Tampa Bay on the road in not so great conditions. We haven't really seen Drake May play in those games. I know that was part of the commentary in that game yesterday in the Tom Brady Bowl, but that was one of those things. Like, have we seen Drake May play in a game where, you know, Mother Nature might have, you know, a defense set up or how that's going to work? They beat Tampa Bay. I think New England has to be in that category. I think the Colts have to be in that category until you can stop Jonathan Taylor or prove to me that their point differential is false because they only played these teams. It's still 113. If they're playing the Titans and they're beating the Titans 38-3, they're beating the snot out of the Titans and they're doing their job. It's like when the Raiders and the Chiefs play and you're like, well, the Chiefs won 31-0.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Denver played that team and they won 10-7. Tell me the difference in the teams. Again, that's where that point differential to me is so vitally important. The Rams, to me, are the best team in football right now. They have a great defense. It's young. It's ferocious. It's fantastic. They have a dynamite head coach. They have a fantastic quarterback. They've got the receiving core in Puka and in Devontae Adams, and they've got Kyren Williams, man in the backfield, and that defense, that offense, to me, right now, the best team in football is the Los Angeles Rams.
You mentioned the dynamic coach, right? Mm-hmm. And you know I've got my biases towards him a lot, and I think he's fantastic, but he's also been reborn, if you will. I mean, I go back to that story and that article I was reading. What was it, 2 weeks ago about how he had the call from the head coach of Boise State at the time, or I guess it was Washington at the time. And I'm drawing a blank on it, Chris something or other. He's on the desk on college, you know, game day for Fox, right? And he was the former coach of Boise State that went on to Washington and burned out. And he looked at, you know, Sean McVay and said, I feel like you're headed down the same road that I am, reached out to Sean McVay and kind of changed his outlook on life. And for the last year or so, Sean McVay looks like a coach that's been reborn, guys. He looked like a coach that was ready to walk away. And we talked about that, you know, 2 years ago or whatever. He was ready to walk away, go do TV. Is Sean McVay going to come back? And he got rejuvenated, reborn, you know, whatever the case may be. And he bounced back in a major way as the head football coach, you know, in LA right now. And he doesn't get mentioned enough for how great a football coach he is out in Los Angeles, because they got rid of all their draft picks. They got a quarterback with a bad back. They continue to find ways to just get the job done out there. I don't think Sean McVay gets enough credit.
I mean, in all reality, like, he could be up for Coach of the Year.
Yeah, absolutely should be.
I mean, it's probably going to go to Vrabel. I would think he's got slam dunk runaway
I would
Coach
imagine.
Of the Year honors.
Probably they shut the betting odds off on that one. You know, like, you probably can't bet on that one anymore. But
I mean, I'd give it to McVay because he got Harrison Meavis on the team. So I'm always
good.
Kicker, the
kicker. Kicker, baby.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Go.
6 for 6, extra points. Let's
That's
go.
That's right. You got to love that.
My guy.
Big. I mean, I was asking for the Chiefs to get him when we thought Harry Butker was running out. Coach of the Year favorite, Mike Vrabel at +145.
Wow, still plus money on that.
Tied with Shane Steichen at +145.
Oh, that's fair. But, I mean, I think with the East Coast bias and the way that the Patriots are back and everybody loves Vrabel and what he's doing, like, I mean, they're propping Vrabel up this year. Like, he is an unbelievable next generation Andy Reid, and he very well may be.
As they should.
And he very well may be.
So here's a question for you two. I'll stay out of it. Who deserves Coach of the Year more if this happens? The Ravens win the North, the Chiefs win the West.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the Chiefs because...
You biased homer, pitch award-winning, cop pullover.
I didn't get the credit for winning the pitch. Only Dana and Parks got credit for winning the pitch award this year. Yeah. I didn't get any credit for that.
Hey, congrats, Bob.
Thank you very much, Kramer.
Problem.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Here's why. Because you still have to hold the coach accountable for starting like 1-5 or whatever it was that they started, right? You got into a deep hole. You found yourself in a place you couldn't get out of early on. Yeah, you turned it around late, but we can't forget about the beginning of the season. And because you put yourself in a disadvantage, getting yourself out of that disadvantage to me doesn't qualify you as Coach of the Year.
I'm going Chiefs as well. This is not a homer bias.
No,
pick
you're a
at
Raider
all.
Fan. That's fine.
And it's also because of the division, too. I mean, that AFC North, I mean, they might beat up on each other, but the Broncos are what, 8-2? The Chargers are 8-2. If the somehow
7-3.
Or 7-3, whatever it is. But if say somehow the Chiefs do win this division, like, I mean, yeah, you're giving it to Andy because of what they have to do to get there. And I mean, it's not that hard to get through the AFC North at this point in time.
At this point in time, the AFC North has really taken a step back.
Mm-hmm.
Really
Big
taken
step.
A step back because Pittsburgh, I mean, all of a sudden, I think this weekend we kind of
Pittsburgh, more like Blanksburg, am I right?
More like old man playing quarterback Berg.
He looked bad.
He looked bad this
so
week.
So bad.
As bad as Russell Wilson did.
His safety.
Yes.
His
I agree.
Safety got in the end zone. Khalil Mack was like, I'm going to fake this and watch this. And he fell right into the safety.
I mean, that safety just looked like an old man, man.
Ugh.
Like trying to send soup back at a deli.
Yep.
He fell down.
By the way, someone noted this on the text line as well. No one in the AFC North has a plus point differential. It's all negative.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Insane.
The leader of the division, 5-4. And the Baltimore Ravens are going to come back and win that division. John Harbaugh is going to win Coach of the Year. And Lamar Jackson is going to win MVP.
No. Stop. Okay. No. Okay. No.
No. You can't you can't win Coach of the Year for digging yourself. You put yourself at that disadvantage, you know.
He lost his quarterback.
And Lamar Jackson's played less and less and less games in order to be MVP.
Yeah.
Okay.
He lost him, what, for a game or two, maybe?
He was out for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah, but still. I mean, you were already on a path downward. Now, I don't think you can get that now. There's too many other coaches who have done a good job, like Shane Steichen this year. You mentioned the guy from Indianapolis.
Stud.
Unbelievable job that he's doing this year. Vrabel. There's so many other guys.
Somebody says right now, Chiefs to win their division and Ravens is +249.
Hey, Ben Johnson. He might be a little sneaky guy. The Bears keep winning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Where
yeah, the
he's
world
at,
loves but. Ben Johnson, but I still think it's Vrabel to
oh,
me.
Vrabes,
is
yes.
Vrabel and Steichen, as long as those two guys continue to do what they're doing right now, save when they play us, you got to look at a situation where one of those guys is going to be your coach of the year and should be your coach of the year.
Agreed.
Andy Reid plus 15,000 along with Brian Schottenheimer, John Harbaugh, Nick Sirianni, Matt LaFleur. Sean McVay plus 2,500. He is fourth in odds.
Wow.
So there you go. I mean, he's supposed to be good, though.
Yeah,
so
the Rams are supposed to be good. Yeah.
So he's not going to get it. But, you know, I would.
But it's hard to be good year in and year out when you're supposed to be good. And that's why I keep going back to what, like, this Chiefs team has done for a decade. Every game, as you've seen this year alone, every game that they play is the Super Bowl for that opponent. And then the following week, the opponent just poops to bed and gives up on life.
It's also interesting to me, and I'm not trying to throw shade at Sean McVay, that Kyle Shanahan has worse odds than Sean McVay. And he's been doing it with Mac Jones. I don't understand the award. I don't understand a whole lot about life other than the fact that I'm turning into Binkley, and I'm definitely okay with that. Coming up on the other side, our NFL parlay.
Pizza cutter.
That's right. Coming up, our NFL parlay, we take you back to talk about it. Thanks a lot, Kramer. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I asked Dusty a question in the break, and I said, give me a guess on this. And he came so close. He looked at me, goes, am I way off? I go, no, you almost nailed it. This is really cool. This is really, really, really cool. Matthew Stafford, with yesterday's win, finally got to 500 as a quarterback.
Let's go.
All those bad years in Detroit, man. He's 115 and 115 and 1. I said, Dusty, what do you think his record is? Dusty's like 112 and 112. I'm like, damn, you almost nailed it.
Attaboy, Dusty.
I have no life. I watch sports. No, and
that is a life right there.
Yeah, but he goes, nah, it's just simple math. He goes, 16 games a year by like times 12 games. Divided. But I'm like, yeah, that's fine. It is. I wasn't thinking about it. I was more impressed like.
Because what, Brady leads all time with like 300 plus or is it 400? Is he in the 400s?
No, God, no. Shoot, no. The winningest coach is only like 325. So yeah. I'm guessing Brady's probably.
I bet he's 300.
I'm trying to think. Belichick's at like 320, 310.
You ready for it?
I don't think he. I don't think he has 300 wins.
251.
Okay. Yeah,
and 82.
Yeah,
82. Nuts.
That's nuts.
What's Mahomes? Mahomes has just played 100 games last year, and I think he was like 80 and 15. So he's
let this thing load. Mahomes is a 94. And 27.
94 and 27.
That's still
that good.
That's nuts as well.
70 games above 500.
Well, when you win 10 games every year or 11 games every year, 12. You won 14 twice and a season with 15.
Yeah. Dude,
insane. Unreal.
But I think it really is.
It's stupid is what it is.
The Matthew Stafford thing, though, to me is impressive, man, because that guy was on some really bad Detroit teams. He went from the outhouse to the penthouse overnight. And look, that trade is probably one that you look at and go, maybe that is the winningest trade in NFL history, where both teams truly benefited big time because of that trade, right? Detroit got really good, and the Rams became really good.
Yeah,
and
Detroit, out of that trade, still got Goff, but they also, I think, got Gibbs,
yeah,
LaPorta,
they set up their whole team.
St. Brown.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they got all those guys with the picks.
I want to say it's at least two of them. I want to say it's LaPorta and St. Brown for sure. I don't know if Gibbs is there, but possibly, because Gibbs was a first-round pick that sent DeAndre Swift to Chicago. Because as soon as they picked Gibbs, I remember DeAndre Swift, because they picked Gibbs the year we were in Kansas City, I believe. And DeAndre Swift like tweeted out, I was like, it's nice knowing you, Detroit. It's like, yeah, dude, like you're out. And we're going to take Dave Montgomery, too, and make it work.
But now it's fair to put him in the Hall of Fame and nobody has to question it. You know, if
Who's
he was
that?
Stafford, you know, if he's if he was under 500, you would have the people say, well, he was under 500. Yeah, he played for Detroit for all these years. So what I'm getting at is now we've eliminated all the excuses, you know,
right.
We've eliminated all of his Hall of Fame excuses. And if he leads this team back to the Super Bowl again, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I think he got in when he got that ring in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But
now he's back to 500, man. I feel good about that because, again, these quarterbacks have had to suffer with some of these bad franchises.
And they got a doozy this
Now,
weekend.
If he is the Hall of Famer, then Eli has to be a Hall of Famer.
Eli's
right?
a Hall of Famer. Of course he is, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he beat the best team that we've ever seen in the NFL. He's got two
Twice.
Rings. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if they were the
I
best
see what you're
team.
Saying that year, yes.
Wow,
yes.
Think about that. Tom Brady's out of the 82 losses, two of them from Eli at least.
In the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out Eli.
Mm-hmm. But no, so our Parlay Friday, which is brought to you by Circa Sports Betting now the way it should be, is coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. 21 days. This was the recap. It was plus 491. I had Seattle minus 6.5. That was over by the first quarter. Bob took Roma Dunze over 52.5 yards.
And you said to me, what's before the show on Friday, like, why are you, this is, because it is, that's a random one for me. Mm-hmm. Dusty's like, can I talk to you for a second? You okay? I'm like, yeah, why? He goes, why are you picking Roma Doomsday for our parlay? I go, oh, because his dad's out here talking. And then Rome, after the game, they said, what do you say about your performance? He said, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, what was his final line?
I don't remember what it was, but I texted you. I go, he's over already, and we were in the first quarter yesterday.
Yeah, his first three receptions, I think he had 3 for 39,
yeah.
And then he got a fourth one for like 23 yards, ended up going over 50 easily in the first half.
He had 86 yards receiving yesterday and a touchdown.
Slam dunk, should have all bet it. Hindsight. So I had Seattle minus 6.5. Bob had over 52.5 yards for Roma Dunze because his dad was out there calling out the team. That hits. Kramer goes, you know what? I'm going to put my faith in the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Judkins to score a touchdown. It's minus 145. Didn't find pay dirt.
Yeah, it's unfortunate what it is.
That's how parlays work, man. It's always one leg.
A Quinnen Williams-less Jets team, and they could not punch it in with their running back.
How great was that start to that game? The Jets take the kickoff back. The Jets take the punt back. Justin Fields has negative 6 yards and his team's up 14-0.
Yeah.
If that's not the Jets in a nutshell, that I don't know what else is.
Yeah, no, that is that's the Jets.
I mean,
there's no other way. Or the Browns, but they were playing each other, so it was the perfect way to start a football game.
And then, of course,
Breece
Hall had a 42-yard catch for a touchdown. Because we knew that was going
to
happen.
That was my fantasy.
Of course. But that's how you have to bet. You have to look at those storylines in the week, right? And who's making noise? All right, somebody's pops is complaining he's not getting enough catches. Take him.
Breece Hall was linked
to be traded. Touchdown. Take him.
He also said he wanted out
publicly.
Yeah, right.
Jalen Waddle was rumored to be traded to the Buffalo Bills. Torch the Bills. I mean, it's just, it's there. It's right there.
It's right there. You just have to look at
those.
You
don't even have to Emmanuel Classe this thing.
No. Just look right there and do the, don't think too hard about it. Just look at what's hitting you right in the face, right? And it's like, oh, Pops is pissed. He's out there talking about how the team is trash. All right, fine. We're going to prove Pops wrong. Breece Hall, the subject of every trade rumor this week, he goes crazy. And then you're right, Jalen Waddle. Like, watch this week. Okay, let's do that right now, Dusty. Mm-hmm. Let's watch this week for the storylines. And when it comes to Friday and we're putting together our parlay, let's see if there's a storyline out there this week that you go, oh, okay, that makes sense. For the, like, Bo Nix is probably going to play a good game this week. I hate to say that. He got booed. Colin Cowherd says his coach doesn't like him. They may get rid of him in the offseason. He got booed. I would expect Bo Nix to have a pretty good game this week.
Here's a storyline for you. Monday night, November 17th, the Dallas Cowboys play the Las Vegas Raiders in Vegas. Max Crosby will have over 1.5 sacks.
That's exactly right. There you go.
Because
he was linked to the Cowboys.
Yes.
100%. 100%. That is a thing. You mentioned the tush push earlier tonight.
Yeah, tonight
Green Bay tried to get that banned, right?
Yep.
Philadelphia wins this thing by 2 scores.
Over under 3.5 tush pushes tonight.
I'm going to take the under because it's a hard play. And timing is it's got to be the right circumstance. So I'm going to take the under on that.
Both teams, just one team.
Just one team.
Oh, that's over.
Philadelphia,
no, over.
Three
oh, you're taking
pushes.
Over on just the Eagles. Okay.
Even before halftime.
Okay. See, I don't think so. I think it's going to be under, but I do think Philadelphia wins by 2 scores in this one because they're going to be pissed at Green Bay.
Gosh. It's going to happen. I mean, they're going to be what I would do is 1st and 10.
Let's do it again.
2nd and 9. Tush push. 3rd and 8. Throw the ball. But 2 tush pushes. Over under 3.5 tush pushes against the Packers.
Or,
again,
or do the fake tush push for the handoff and that Saquon scores a touchdown or something.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under on that. I am. I think we'll see 1 tush push tonight.
Okay.
But I think Philadelphia wins by 2 scores.
Again, that was our parlay this week brought to you by Circus Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is coming soon to Missouri with Circus Sports. I had Seattle minus 6.5 that catched. Bob had Roman dudes over 52.5 that catched. And then Kramer had Judkins anytime touchdown, did not. Which I kind of did like that at the time because I think he's always who else for Cleveland?
Exactly. Who else?
Yeah, right.
Hey, Judy, got a touchdown?
Yeah, he did.
I was shocked.
Yeah, he did. Somebody from the Texans calls it headlines in hindsight. Boom. There you go.
Yeah, but I'm giving it to you now. You know, we're talking about it this week, what we're going to do on Friday. Keep watching. And if you guys on the text line see a storyline that maybe we missed that you think is kind of intriguing this week, let us know. We'll look into it. I'll think about it. I have no kind of, I'm not setting my ways or anything. If something pops this week in Carolina, somebody's dad's running his mouth. Take the over!
Yeah, Xavier Leggett's dad just went off on the team, but nobody understands what he said. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back into the reminder topic of why you can win on a bye and what this week was from the teams that exposed themselves. On 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.